Lesson 16, Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 58. Introduction. The Savior gave parables to teach about the kingdom of heaven, the restoration and growth of His church in the latter days, the gathering of the righteous, and the destruction of the wicked at His second coming. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. The Savior teaches and explains the parable of the wheat and the tares. Before class, write the following questions on the board. Have you ever been frustrated or upset because there is so much evil in the world? Why doesn't the Lord just remove the evil that surrounds us? Why should I choose to be righteous when some people around me don't seem to experience negative consequences of their unrighteous choices? At the beginning of the lesson, ask students to ponder the questions on the board, and then invite them to share their thoughts with the class. As students study Matthew 13, 24 through 30, and 36 through 43, invite them to look for a truth that will help them find comfort while striving to live righteously in a wicked world. Display the accompanying picture of wheat and tares, or draw it on the board. Please refer to the drawing on the middle of page 54 in Lesson 16. Explain that tares are a type of poisonous weed. Wheat and tares are almost identical when they sprout, but they can be distinguished once they mature. Explain that the Savior taught a parable about wheat and tares. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 13, 24 through 30, and from the portion of Joseph Smith translation, Matthew 13, 29, found in Matthew 13, 30, footnote B. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to the wheat and the tares. Note: help students understand the content of the Scriptures. Ask questions that help students analyze and understand the content of the Scriptures. For example, you might ask questions that help them, 1. Examine one Scripture passage in the light of other Scripture passages or gospel principles. 2. Clarify the meaning of words or phrases. Or 3. Analyze the details of the storyline for greater meaning. As students answer such questions, they will be prepared to identify doctrines and principles. What happened to the wheat and the tares? They were sowed or planted and allowed to grow together. Then the wheat was gathered to the barn and the tares were bundled and burned. Why do you think the sower of good seed told his servants to allow the wheat and tares to grow together until the harvest? If the reapers tried to pull out the tares before the wheat and tares matured, they would likely destroy much of the wheat as well. According to Joseph Smith translation, Matthew 13:29, which was gathered first, the wheat or the tares? Explain that after the Savior gave the parable of the wheat and the tares, his disciples asked him to explain the meaning. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 13, 36 through 43. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Savior's explanation of the parable. Who sowed or planted the good seed? The Savior. Who sowed or planted the tares? The devil. What did the wheat and tares represent? The righteous and the wicked. Explain that the wicked are those who choose not to repent. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 17. Explain that the Joseph Smith translation clarifies that the harvest or the end of the world mentioned in verse 39 refers to the destruction of the wicked at the Savior's second coming. The Joseph Smith translation also helps us understand that in the last days the Lord will send forth angels and messengers to help separate the righteous from the wicked. See Joseph Smith translation Matthew 39 through 44 in the Bible appendix. According to this parable, what will happen to the righteous and the wicked in the last days? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. The Lord will gather the righteous during the last days and then destroy the wicked at His coming. Using students' words, write this truth on the board. How might this truth bring us comfort while we live in an evil world? The Lord will eventually remove wickedness from the earth and reward the faithful. Explain to students that, because of our agency, we determine by our choices whether we will be gathered with the righteous or suffer with the wicked. What must we do to be gathered by the Lord? To help students understand what we must do to be gathered by the Lord, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The Lord gathers His people when they accept Him and keep His commandments. The Lord gathers His people to worship, to build up the church, for a defense, and to receive counsel and instruction." The prophet Joseph Smith declared that in all ages, the divine purpose of gathering is to build temples, so that the Lord's children can receive the highest ordinances and thereby gain eternal life. End quote. From The Spirit and Purposes of Gathering, from a BYU Idaho devotional, October 31, 2006. According to Elder Bednar, what do we need to do to be gathered by the Lord? What blessings have come into your life when you have been gathered by the Lord? Display the pictures, missionaries, elders, and missionary sisters, and the Salt Lake Temple. What can we do to assist the Savior in gathering Heavenly Father's children? What blessings have you received as you have helped the Lord gather the righteous through missionary work or temple work? Assure students that because we all make mistakes, the Savior invites us to repent so that we can be gathered with the righteous. Invite students to ponder what they can do to gather themselves, their families, and others to the Savior and His church. Invite students to act on any promptings they receive. Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 35, and verses 44 through 52. Jesus uses parables to teach about the kingdom of heaven. Display pictures of the following items or draw them on the board: a mustard seed, leaven or yeast, or bread. Explain that leaven is used in cooking and is added to bread dough to help it rise before baking. A pearl, a small treasure chest, and a net. Please refer to the drawings on the bottom of page 55 of Lesson 16. Explain that in several different parables, the Savior compared each of these items to the kingdom of heaven. Remind students that the kingdom of heaven represents the Savior's church and gospel. Write the following references on the board: Matthew 13, 31 through 32, Matthew 13, 33, Matthew 13, 44, Matthew 13, 45 through 46, and Matthew 13, 47 through 50. Divide students into pairs or small groups and assign each pair or group one of the references on the board. Invite each pair or group to complete the following activities. You may want to provide this list on a handout. Number 1, read your assigned verses together. Number 2, discuss what object or objects the Savior likened to His church and His gospel. Number 3, discuss what truth you think the Savior was teaching in this parable about His church and His gospel. Write that truth in your class notebooks or scripture study journals. After sufficient time, invite a student assigned to the parable of the leaven and a student assigned to the parable of the mustard seed to read their parables aloud to the class. Invite a few students to read to the class the truths they wrote down. Students may use different words, but make sure they identify a truth similar to the following: the restored Church of Jesus Christ will grow from a small beginning to fill the whole earth. Write this truth on the board. Invite a student to read the following statement by President Joseph F. Smith, who taught how followers of Jesus Christ can be likened to leaven. Quote, "While it may be said, and it is in a measure true, that we are but a handful in comparison with our fellow men in the world, yet we may be compared with the leaven of which the Savior spoke, that will eventually leaven the whole world." End quote. From Gospel Doctrine, page 74. What can we do as Latter-day Saints to help the Savior's church grow? Invite a student assigned to the parable of the treasure in the field, a student assigned to the parable of the pearl of great price, and a student assigned to the parable of the net to read their parables aloud to the class. Invite a few students to read to the class the truths they wrote down. Students may use different words, but make sure they identify a principle similar to the following. Because the blessings of the gospel are of eternal value, they are worth any sacrifice. Using students' words, write this truth on the board. To help students understand this principle, write the following headings on the board: Blessings of the Gospel and Sacrifices to Obtain Blessings. Ask students to list some of the blessings of the gospel. Examples may include knowledge from the scriptures, guidance from living prophets, saving ordinances, and eternal marriage. For each blessing listed, ask students to explain what sacrifices they may need to make to obtain that blessing. Write students' responses on the board. Ask students to choose a blessing listed on the board and explain why obtaining that blessing is worth any sacrifice. When have you or someone you know sacrificed something in order to receive a blessing of the gospel? Write the following questions on the board and invite students to respond to them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. What blessing of the gospel do you desire to obtain? Why do you desire that blessing? How might you have to sacrifice to receive that blessing? Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 through 58. Jesus teaches in Nazareth and is rejected by his own people. Summarize Matthew 13, 53 through 58 by explaining that the people of Nazareth rejected the Savior and his teachings. Because of their unbelief, the Savior did not perform many miracles among them. See also Moroni chapter 7, verse 37.